Do not harden your heart as at Meribah, as at the day of Massa in the Midbar, in the wilderness. And here the Sforna explains that we're alluding to the various instances where the Bnei Yisrael defy Hashem in the Midbar. And in general, Hashem actually considered this to be a very difficult and stubborn generation. A stiff-necked nation. And the Radak explains that immediately after we leave Mitzrayim, despite all the miracles that we've seen, nonetheless, we still struggle with being able to put our trust in Hashem. We say, Ayesh Hashem b'kir benu imayin. Is Hashem really amongst us or not? Which, certainly according to some, wasn't that they doubted Hashem, was that they doubted themselves. Ayesh Hashem b'kir benu imayin. Is Hashem really amongst us? Are we really worthy? But either way, they hardened their hearts. Hashem nisrinu aviseichem. B'chanuni gom ro pali. When your ancestors tried me, they tested me, even though they'd seen my deeds. When they were in Massa in the wilderness, we'd seen Hashem's Nisim. We'd had the Ananiah covered, the pillars of fire and cloud, and nonetheless, even though they had this and the man, they still doubted Hashem. We repeatedly test Hashem to see if He can really sustain us. And maybe this also has a relevance to Shabbos. Because we refrain from work on Shabbos. We're now going from the Shesh Yisimei HaMaisa into Shabbos. 6 days of the week we earn a living. One day a week, we have to be totally dependent on Hashem. Is this natural? Is this normal? No. No question about it. To be a Shomer Shabbos requires a healthy amount of bitachon, not dissimilar to the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. To rely that Hashem is going to provide for us even though we're not working, even though we're spending time with Him, rather than doing our hishtadlus for our daily bread. And the Bnei Yisrael doubted Hashem then. And we remind ourselves of those doubts because we know they're ridiculous. Hashem provided for them the whole way through. We see the big picture. We see the whole story. So perhaps we mention this also. Erev Shabbos, as we're going into Shabbos, to remind ourselves, don't be so ridiculous. Don't test Hashem. Don't deny Hashem's providence. Don't deny His hashgacha. See His track record. See that He takes care of us. See that He's looking out for us and He's looking after us, and He always has and He always will be. And therefore we can go into Shabbos. Despite the fact that we down tools, we switch off our phones, we switch off our computers, despite the fact there might be deals that we now can't close, there might be customers we now can't service, we remind ourselves, we mechazik ourselves, that Hashem takes care of us. He's the source of life. He's the source of all parnasa. We learn the lessons of our ancestors. We don't try and test Hashem. Give in and we accept.